Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, tons of news we haven't even gotten to yet. There's so much of it. Your calls. It's all coming up in this hour, this third edition, this third hour of this Friday edition. Camera in school bathroom. We started talking about this a few days ago. There's been so many cases of this, but this time the young man, Mac Bedore, took the camera down with two of his friends, took it home, and when he took it back to school and they tried to say, hey, we don't like being videotaped, they said, hey, you're suspended for a week. And it's just total Big Brother, and that the principals think this is normal is just outrageous. We're talking to his mother, Cindy Champion, and we're going to bring Mac in here more in just a few minutes. Cindy, continuing, you got a call from the press trying to learn more of what the principals are actually doing and what they're up to, because they're stonewalling to the press right now. I mean, everybody's refusing to comment, but you were in there day one after this happened. You had more info. Tie that together for us, why the press was calling you.
Okay. She had dealt with me on issues previously and had understood that if I saw something that was not correct or as it should be, I was the one to stand up and, you know, say, hey, this is whoa, this is not correct.
Also, you do news archiving, so this is your business.
Yeah, I own and operate a company called Track News, and we right now are archiving close to 40 stations around the Southeast.
It's called Teleclips here in Austin, you know, every major
exactly.
area.
Exactly.
So you're a total news hound. This is what you do.
Which is what has, I guess, prompted me to feel the way that I do, to be a little more cautious. I've been doing what I do for 20 years, and I've seen a lot more things than I wish I'd ever seen.
Yeah, you're informed, okay.
Correct, exactly.
So she called you for more info.
Exactly. So I had told her one of my primary concerns was that this does not even seem to be a policy, that it seemed as if the principal had decided arbitrarily on his own to go ahead and film, which raises issues unto itself. She indicated to me she had been at the last three Jasper County board meetings, and that never was anything brought up having to do with any kind of security or vandalism or cameras. There was never a time for a closed-door session either. But
when does your son get to go back to school?
Next Wednesday.
And how are his peers? I mean, is he a hero to them? Are they happy?
I'll let him answer that question. How about that?
Mac, I mean, are your friends patting you on the back?
Yeah. They're coming out that everyone at school is talking about it and everything.
Well, you got to be careful now. They're going to probably be after you a little bit. But I'm sure you're a good boy to begin with, the record show, so you don't have to worry too bad. But, you know, I've got a plan for you. You ought to create a student organization and go to school with a couple hundred little handouts and give them out in the halls and stuff. It's your First Amendment right. And then you guys can meet one day a week or one day a month at school in one of the rooms. They can't bar you from that. And you can have the human rights or civil rights or God-given rights meeting. And you guys can organize and stand up for student rights. I think it's time to organize.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What are your friends saying to you? They appreciate you standing up for them?
Well, yeah, and it wasn't just me that was doing it. It was me and my friend Jesse and Keaton.
Well, Jesse and Keaton have done a great job as well. But have you ever talked to the principal? What do they say to you?
I don't know, they just said that Miss Massengale, at first she said that she was disappointed with me, and then she said that she was proud of me and everything, and my mom's proud of me, and that's good.
Oh, so she was having a little bit of a conscience pang doing something mean to a patriot.
Yeah, after a little bit. It took a few minutes for her to soften and get past the no comment stage, but then, you know, once everything was said and done, she looked at me and hoped that I did the right thing.
Absolutely. Well, that's great for the middle school principal. We've got to check into this other fella. We'll be right back with our two guests after this quick 3-minute break, and we'll continue. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp.
Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here.
Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. Imagine your child goes to school, they come home. Mommy, Daddy, there's a video camera watching me in the bathroom. And folks, there are cases where, again, they're in the showers. I mean, mainstream news articles. And the principal gets up and goes, well, bad things could happen in the showers. Don't get upset. What's wrong with you people? Don't you like living in? I mean, this is, folks, imagine George Orwell writes the most horrifying futuristic novel of total enslavement in 1948. Just absolute maximum tyranny, the ultimate evil. And it's typified in the novel by cameras in the bathrooms. I mean, he spends page after page on cameras in the bathrooms. And now our adults are so brainwashed that we're going to put cameras in the showers. That's freedom. Got to keep you safe. Anything to keep you safe. What about keeping us safe from the government, which throughout history is more dangerous than any other force out there? I'm talking to the mother of Mac Bedore, Cindy Champion, and we've got news clips and audio up on the website. I want to play a little clip from this newscast, but because we're short on time, I'll just do it later after our guests left us. Cindy, where is this going from here? I mean, obviously in the community, people are upset. What are you hearing from other parents when they learn that a camera was in the school? Because the principal's saying he's going to continue. This is like a stonewalling, I guess. I ain't done nothing wrong. I'm going to continue.
In actuality, that's what he said during the meeting. And I reminded him of what I do for a living, that I work with media all the time. and just kind of pause and let him understand that, that I was not going to drop the issue. He responded that the camera would be going back up. However, he was going to put it in another place where the children were not going to be able to get to it, because obviously where he had it before wasn't a good place. And I said, you're absolutely sure about that, and he concurred. At that point, I went back to the middle school principal and apologized to her, because I know that this was not actually her decision, and clarified to her.
Well, you know, you can shut him down with the point that this thing broadcasts 700 feet and is wireless. Kids on the school with laptops, anybody can tap into that. That right there will shut him down.
Oh, absolutely. Well, immediately once I
want to point out, the police have to get a warrant to do this to you folks, and then they can't put a camera in your bathroom.
Well, and apparently, as per what the DAs are saying in this area, that if you're a child, you don't have a right.
Yeah, they're circling the wagons. Children actually have more rights than adults.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. And schools like to claim that they're the guardian when your child's there. That's not true, folks. And you still have rights. You still have all the rights. You're not a prisoner. Again, thumb scan to get into schools, ID cards, fences around them, shakedowns. They're prisons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I agree. The Jasper County Board, the statement that they issued was that they did concur that Mr. Four had actually put the camera there, and that,
but that's just circling the wagons.
Mm-hmm. Their statement did admit that Mr. Four had told me he was going to put the camera back up. However, the school board has decided to remove the camera. So for the second, the issue in the local area has died down, except that they're of the belief that they have the right to do this. So that puts me in a position of not being able to drop the
look,
the
this bank. Guy doesn't like being proven wrong. He's going to go get a federal grant to do it. I read an article 2 days ago on air where the feds all over the country are putting face scanners in, RFID, tracker badges. In fact, Georgia's one of the big states doing it, Texas, Illinois, other areas. You guys need to found an organization right now, because I guarantee you that they're going to be back.
No, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. Well, you know, where we stand is I have gotten mixed reviews from parents. I'm really proud of what you're doing, or I'd pull my kids out immediately. What can I do to help? To Mac needs to be punished. Or you don't understand, or those bathrooms need to be monitored.
What,
so I've got
what,
a wide
what,
spectrum.
What percentage is saying we love Big Brother?
Probably about 25%.
I was just about to say, you know what? They need to go colonize Russia. Or colonize
yeah,
Soviet China. Oh, by the way, they had big riots 3 months ago all over China as farmers and young people went in with baseball bats and climbed poles in front of the police and bashed cameras up in parks.
Good for them.
Yeah. So in communist China, folks, where they sell baby parts, the people won't put up with cameras in public places. But in the home of the free, land of the brave, more like home of the surveilled, land of the slaves, they got cameras up in the bathrooms.
Exactly.
Well, but in China, they will riot over it.
Well, and to be honest with you, so should we. The concern that I have in looking at my children being in the public school system is that they're taught from a very early on age that, you know, all of this is acceptable.
Just hit the nail on the head. This is all conditioning, training them how to be prisoners.
That's exactly right. I have children that come in because I'm saying, well, I'm upset by them doing that, you know, whatever it happens to be. And, Mom, you know, they need to do this because of safety issues.
Are you aware of the New Freedom Initiative?
Not all of it.
Type it into Google. It's going to be forced psychological testing and drugging. And the drug company documents were released a year before it passed last year, passed earlier this year. And the executives are bragging, we got 10% of kids on drugs now. We'll force 50% on it.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are mind control camps if it gets to that point.
Well, and that, you know, that's what concerns me is one at the time, we've seen our liberties, you know, taken away in the state of Georgia. We had to have fingerprints to have driver's license.
That's a federal deal. They've been doing that in Texas since 93. Okay. Biometrics, yes. And now it's going in the grocery stores, the banks, the tanning salons, the gyms, and then they pull out all the service checkout lanes and make you use them.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely correct. So something's got to give. I understand that. And, you know, I'm figuring, you know, you look for a cause, I suppose, and this one's been handed to me on my doorstep, so... that's what we're going to do. I want to see nationwide parents stand up and say, not my kids. You know, you're not going to film my kids. I haven't seen my son for 8 years in the bathroom, okay? and I've got some principal who, unbeknownst to everybody else, is, you know, seeing my son in the bathroom. So,
well, plus, we all want privacy in the bathroom. And since when in America, I mean, nobody else does this. We are, Russia doesn't do this. I mean, we're pathetic. And by the way, hundreds of school districts have cameras in the bathrooms.
You're kidding.
No. I see them all the time. Hundreds that we know of.
And see, I guess that's what I want to do because I'm in the state of Georgia and I haven't heard that there are cameras in the bathroom. That's why I was so completely shocked.
Oh, listen, there was a Sacramento Bee article last year where the entire city is wired into the police department. Mm-hmm. It's on the internet, you know, secure servers, but it is... did you see the part about with Tennessee with the girls in the showers? It was being shared on the internet?
Well, I had read that and the charges that had occurred, I think. There were charges on that particular case. What I'm looking to do...
Oh, I missed that. You mean the one with the principal did it, there were charges?
Uh-huh. I think there were. One of the websites that when I was actually Googling cameras and restrooms or bathrooms.
Yeah, well, I know there have been people getting fired over it, but...
Well, and that could be, you know, that information's
correct. Give us your website one more time, then I want to just say a few final things to Mac.
Okay, it's pacer.org, P-A-C-I-R, and or Parents Against Cameras in Restrooms, if you can't remember the...
Well, that is a great domain name, pacer.org. Nobody had that? You got that?
I got that.
Well, I'm afraid to link to you. If you don't have a big server, it's going to get hammered.
Well, you link away. I've been told of... of course, in my business, I know a lot of publicists, so I have a publicist that is doing some help for us pro bono.
Well, they messed with the wrong mama who didn't let her son be a slave. In closing here, Mac, and I want to get you guys back on in the near future. I mean, I wish a lady like you would run a local school in this area. I'd send my kids there. You know, we need to get back to freedom.
I'm working on a charter school. That's part of what I'm trying to do.
See, you got to love it, bro. Freedom lovers think alike. Mac, I tell you, your mom and folks really brought you up right. Are you happy that you stood up for freedom? Are you happy you did what you did against these slave masters?
Yes, I'm real happy.
Anything you want to say to the audience out there listening?
Well, if people are violating your rights in the bathroom or privacy, you should stand up because we're not just the only ones that are having to suffer for it. Because if the camera was up, I wouldn't be the only one that was suffering for it.
Do you want to say anything to Big Brother out there?
You guys are ridiculous. Get over yourself. I hate them.
I hate them, too, because I love freedom, and I don't want my family growing up in a situation like this. All right, we will, pacer.org, we will keep track of this as it develops and hopefully get you both back on in a few weeks. Well, you probably won't be able to be back on. You'll be back in school, but hopefully get your mother back on in the near future. And if you want to write any articles for us or send us anything, any press releases, tempsandinfowars.com, Mrs. Champion, and we'll get it up on the website.
Okay, well, thank you for having us.
You bet. Thanks a million and Godspeed.
Thank you.
You bet. We're going to break and come back for about 10 minutes with a very special guest because they're doing such a great job that they need to be supported. And then we'll take calls and hit a smattering of other key news items we haven't even gotten to yet. We've got 40 minutes exactly left in this worldwide broadcast on the AM and FM dial, shortwave internet, and satellite. And we'll be right back after this quick break. Please visit the websites Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. Because we're on the front lines of this fight, and we need your support. We need you to visit. We need you to spread the word about the articles. We spend a lot of blood, sweat, and tears writing and putting out the video. We risk ourselves to go out and get. We're going to win this thing. We don't want to be forced to take microchips, as police chiefs are now openly saying they want to. We don't want to be forced to have cameras in the bathrooms. You know, we're just the normal people. See, we're the normal people. We're with the Founding Fathers. We're with common sense. We're with decency. We're with honor. Join us. Leave the enemy.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the next 15 minutes or so, then we'll go right to your calls, I promise. This segment, a little bit of the next segment, we'll go right to your calls, 1-800-259-9231, and cover some other news. But for the next segment and a little bit in the next, I've got just an amazing guest, and he is not a sponsor of this show. He's not a sponsor of Alex Jones or InfoWars.com, though I want him to be. I never go out and seek out sponsors because I'm very reticent and very cynical about a lot of things. But about a year and a half ago, just out of the blue, Marty Schachter, who'd been a sponsor of the Genesis Network, sent me a year's supply of soap. And I just gave it to my wife and walked off. And she's like, this stuff's so soft. It smells so good. It sometimes, you know, the kids will get rashes with the wrong soap detergent. You know, this stuff is organic, no animal stuff in it. It doesn't have all the chemicals that cause allergies and irritants. It just works like a charm. They've got a huge line of products. And I was listening to an ad a few weeks ago, and I thought, you know, it's made in America. It's a 50-plus-year family-owned business, Calbin Soap Company. And I said, you know, I believe in this. You know, T-shirts I sell are made in America. The videos I sell are made in America and printed in America and produced in America. I mean, almost everything we put out is made in America, folks, which other places you can't find stuff made in America. I mean, even a lot of the detergents and stuff are being made overseas now or in Mexico or wherever. Not the Calbin Soap Company out in California, out in Oakland. And so we've got Marty with us. And folks, seriously, this is just the best stuff, and it's a lot cheaper than the soap you buy at the store. It doesn't have all the stuff that makes you sick in it. I want you to call them and order soap right now because I want to impress these folks. I want to get them as a sponsor because we have very few sponsors. I will not take most sponsors, okay? I turn down literally, in some cases, 10 a week. No, I turn down more than that. But I'm going out and getting this sponsor. Marty, it's great to have you on with us.
I thank you very much, Alex. I've heard so much about you, and I someday I'd like to hear your side.
Well, you know, I tell you what, Marty, tell folks about Calbin, why it's so good, why it's so inexpensive, how it's family-owned, and what it doesn't have in it. That's what's really important.
Well, my father and I started our Pure Soap Company in 1947. We dedicated ourselves to American products, to non-detergent products. In 1950, the detergent market took over the supermarkets, the drugstores, the discount houses. Detergents are made from petroleum. Not only petroleum, but waste petroleum. Soaps are made from vegetable oils and coconut oils. And they don't have any of the chemicals. It doesn't take much to pick up a bar or a bottle of shampoo or a bar of cleaning soap and read the label of all the horrendous chemicals in there.
Well, absolutely. That's because they're chemical companies that own Procter & Gamble and others, and this is the process. This is what they've done. When you read the back of a Calbin, it's coconut oil, it's vegetable oil. And listen, my wife is skeptical. I didn't even tell her what it was. I'm like, here's this stuff. She's like, what is this? It's wonderful after a few months. And then she ran out of it. She said, get me more. And I said, just call and buy it. I'm busy. And then years later, you know, she's been buying it. And any time we run out and she uses other stuff, the kids get rashes, it stinks. I mean, folks, you do not believe me. You want to get this soap. You want to stop using the other stuff. Plus, you guys sell it so cheaply.
Well, we guarantee a savings of 85% off the supermarket prices. This is a guarantee that I stand behind as owner and founder of the company. The products are triple concentrated. They're all wonderful to use. It makes the skin alive, refreshed, flexible. There's nothing like it in the marketplace. And, you know, we have lots of competition out in the marketplace, but no competitors to what we have to offer. There's thousands of products out there.
Well, I'm not kidding. My wife, and, you know, women know this stuff. She just absolutely loves it. And we use it for bath soap, for all you know, sorts of things. And it doesn't give you that dried, crackly. Some, you know, back in the past, I've washed my hair with normal shampoo. My scalp will get dry. Calbin doesn't do that. I mean, it's just good cleaning systems from Mother Nature.
This is what our goal was. Our goal was to strive for perfection in cleaning products. And the family, what they go through right now in the laundry room, you got laundry detergents that are stronger than dirt, deteriorating clothing into lint. You know what lint is, don't you?
Yeah, that's why exactly with your soap system, you don't the lint tray doesn't fill up, half as fast as it does these detergents, which bleach them out and eat them. And it's all a big program with the textile makers and the rest of it. Marty, do a few more minutes with us. I'm going to give out the phone number, and I want to tell people about your website. And I want people to call and get a catalog. I want them to call and get a year's supply, a month's supply. I want your phones to blow off the wall.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I was talking to Marty Schachter during the break, and I was like, why can't I get this in local stores? It's totally organic. It's great. And he goes, well, obviously, Procter, Colgate, and others totally have it locked up. And they do. You should demand your local store after you tried this soap. 85% off, because it's not a big corporation ripping you off. It's made in America. It's totally organic, folks. You ought to read on the back of a Cal Bin soap bottle or dishwasher bottle or any of it, just a few ingredients, and it works so well. Then you read on the back of the other stuff, it's like a toxic waste dump. And then just type in the side effects of one of those chemicals. It's unbelievable. Look, I believe in this, and I believe in sharing good things with you. And for so long, I've meant to, promote this because my wife likes it and I like it. And so now we're doing it. And Marty's not even a sponsor. I hope to get him as a sponsor. But, we're just having him on because I believe in it. Marty, give him the toll-free number to get a free catalog, or tell us about some of the different little specials you've got on do you have anything like a tester box or something that kind of has different samples of different products or something that people can buy?
It's a one-month tote bag. It'll last a family of four approximately 4 to 8 weeks. It's a package in a box. It's what we call our Whitman sampler. It's got 4 bars of our pure soap, nothing like it in the country. It's got 16 ounces of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo, 16 ounces of our liquid cream dish glow soap. These are all in dispenser bottles. 18 ounces of a concentrated laundry soap, not a detergent, but a real soap, a book of instructions with all the jobs you can do with it. We've got a nylon scouring pad, a commercial size. This is 8 inches by 9 inches. It replaces Ajax, Comet, Steel Wool, SOS pads, Chore Girls, Curly Cates. Don't need them anymore. You don't need to get them in your fingers and burn and chemicals. This is all packaged together. It's a one-month tote bag. It costs $14, no tax. It's plus
That's
United.
Crazy. Whenever I buy shampoo before I was getting Cal Bennett, it's like $8 a bottle of the cheap stuff for one bottle of shampoo.
Well, we put it all together, and it'll give you, instead of me describing the products will speak for themselves.
Okay, so folks need to get that $14. Also, how do they call if people just want to get a free catalog?
Just 800-340-7091. As soon as we get your call, we'll airmail it to your door. It's a 3-4-ounce envelope. You'll enjoy reading it. We're also on the web. You can check our website, calbenpuresoap.com. All the descriptions, all the information, all the prices will save you money, will save the environment, will save your skin. You'll have products. We'll take you out of coach and put you into first class.
And, folks, this is not hype. I mean, this is just, again, we pay more for toxic stuff that screws us up, that we breathe, that our kids get sick from. I mean, read what's on the back. It's like everything else. The New World Order kills you and then gives you garbage, and you pay for it. A 1947, that's
8 years ago.
58 years ago.
Right.
I mean, this is insane, folks. Now, you need to get this, calbenpuresoap.com or 1-800-340-7091.
Right.
1-800-340-7091. And give Marty and his great folks a call out there. Now, you got the $14 sampler pack. You got the free brochures, catalogs. I've got one of your catalogs before. My wife orders out of it. What other package? I mean, do you have like 6 month, year supplies?
We go from a 1 month supply to a real terrific savings. A 1 year supply. It'll last a family of four anywhere from 12 to 24 months. We're talking of $125 plus approximately $40 United parcel. It's a 65 pound box of triple concentrated soaps, bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, laundry soap. If you got an automatic dishwasher, that's included too.
So how much is that gigantic box? That's what I got that time.
Total delivered, $165, comes out to $3.25 a week.
Now, I've heard you do the math before, and I've read this in financial publications too, and it was accurate what I heard you say on air one time when you were on with Trudeau years ago. How much do we normally spend on soap?
I have statistical evidence, which I'll send you, that shows you for every dollar spent in the supermarket, 18 to 21 cents of that dollar goes for cleaning chemicals. If you're spending $100 a week for your steaks and seafood and vegetables and cleaning supplies and canned goods, $100 a week, lowball figure, out of that $100, $20 is going for cleaning chemicals, for Tide and oil.
And you'll reduce that down to what, $5?
$20 a week times 52 weeks is over $1,000 going down the drain with nothing to show for it. Our cost factor to you is $3 a week. That's an 85% saving.
But again, the globalists are shysters. So, see, they set up a system, again, it's always the same to do this, whereas we have made in America high-quality systems that just use plant matter, just use vegetable oils to truly clean the good old-fashioned way. Folks, give him a call, 800-340-7091. God bless you, and good to have you on, Marty.
Thank you very much. Can I close with a poem?
Sure.
Little soul, he has no time for birth control. That is why, in times like these, we have so many sons of bees.
You're funny. Take care.
Thank you.
You bet. He's a real character, folks. You can hear the phones ringing. And, yeah, no, I mean, people all the time want me to sponsor this, sponsor that, sponsor this magic cure, sponsor this little pyramid, sponsor, you know, this product, that product. And you know, a lot of them, I'm sure, are good. I just don't do it. And then this is a person who I could get to be a sponsor. I mean, he called him up. He was ready to be a sponsor right away. You know, he's heard about the show. But you know what? I just wanted to have him on because I don't care. I just want you to get this soap and enjoy it. All right, that's enough. I'm going to take a bunch of your calls now. I appreciate folks sitting through that, but it's important. I mean, it's important. You're getting ripped off. I've seen the numbers. It's insane. We use only organic cleaners now in my house, and the price has gone way down, and much of what we use is Calbin. I mean, it's just good stuff. All right, I'm going to said I'd shut up, but I'm not shutting up. I said my wife's a big fan, so. Let's go to Johnny in Nevada, then David, Steve, Jeff, and Frank. Johnny has come marching home. Welcome, Johnny.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I've been using all organic foods and drinking spring-fed bottled water, and I've been feeling a whole lot better myself. And I would recommend to anyone that you really look into that and start eating right, because this my energy levels have gone way up. But what I wanted to talk about, Alex, was I was a forward observer in the 82nd Airborne Division out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina, for 3 years. And you were talking about white phosphorus earlier. We would do these simulated training missions where we would parachute out of a C-130, and then we'd march through the woods, and we would simulate taking a city. And I haven't been to Iraq, and I'm not sure what's going on over there as far as, you know, how they're capturing Fallujah or Ramada or places like that. But we were trained that you don't call in white phosphorus, Willie P. You don't call that in on a city. In fact, we were trained that you don't call in artillery on a city, period. All the training that we did was conventional type training where you would call in artillery rounds, but none of it was urban. Now, we do these exercises where, as a forward observer, we would be tasked out to our respective infantry platoon, and we would go in there, but basically all that we were, once the fighting hit the city, was we were people. We were just a guy with a radio and a rifle, and that was it. And we'd relay stuff for the infantry commanders and for the platoon leaders and things of that nature, but we never were taught or trained to call in artillery in a city. Especially white phosphorus.
Well, they destroyed over one-third of Fallujah, and they were just on the news. We're going to level the city, and they wouldn't even let men over the age of 11 leave. So it was basically just an extermination operation.
Well, I'm just telling you, as a soldier, I don't doubt you, Alex, but what I'm saying is that as a soldier, we were taught that...
No, I understand. You're saying that isn't even the accepted tactics, and that's what they said when this happened at Fallujah. This is not what we're supposed to do.
Well, it's against the law of land warfare. We were taught that the law of land warfare...
Well, it's against the law of land warfare to torture people, but they're doing it.
Well, I mean, I really need to just look at the news and see all that. I have a hard time seeing soldiers calling in artillery on a city, because we were trained not to do that. Of course, this was 6 years ago when I was in. But
it's been admitted they were dropping it. They were dropping it out of airplanes and artillery as well. I mean, they pounded Fallujah.
Well, the thing about artillery, as far as like field artillery, is it's an area weapon. It's not a precision weapon, and you can't distinguish between, well, you know, we got these guys and they're in this building and we drop an artillery round.
No, I understand. It's target this entire grid sector and flatten it.
Right, right. So that's why, you know, we don't call in artillery into an urban warfare situation, because you knock down one building, yeah, you might get the guys that you're fighting, but you're also going to, you know, blow anybody else standing, you know, a couple blocks away.
Yeah, and I thought we're there liberating them. All right, well, thank you for the call. I tell you, that one caller in the first hour talking about white phosphorus, and that really started the ball rolling. David in Mass, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how are you today?
Good, sir.
Did you hear about the latest fake terror alert? Happened about a couple of hours ago. Have you been up on this? Did somebody call in about this?
No, I guess I'm in my own little bubble here. What's going
on?
Okay.
All right, here it is. I mean, from Fox Fantasies. I passed by and saw it, and they got it first. Several Connecticut courthouses evacuated because of unspecified threat. Let me read a couple of things. Courthouses around the state of Connecticut were evacuated Friday because of an unspecified threat. Authorities said the call was phoned in this morning to Governor M. Jody Rell's constituent office against the unspecified courthouse. Courthouses in Waterbury, New Haven, New London, Danielson, Bridgeport, and Hartford Roxville were evacuated. So,
oh, yeah. New London. So I guess now you can't protest them because they're under Al-Qaeda threat. One phone call comes in, and we all learn to grovel and be good little slaves, but the border stays wide open.
Wide open, right. Well, Alex, here's the interesting thing, though. Here, this was supposedly Associated Press. Now, I went to Newsday, which is, I thought, Associated's main page.
Yeah, it's there.
They haven't even got anything posted on it. And then I went, CNN posted it at 1:25, and MSNBC didn't post anything on it. So I think this is fake, Alex.
Well, there is
another
constant
conditioning thing. Yeah.
Well, there is constant fear-mongering. I mean, look. Again, I'll state this. They say the police are aggressively going to, quote, have the people under siege, surround buildings, banks, grocery stores, malls, and search everyone. Now, that's what the police chief and deputy chief said. And because of unspecified threats that the feds said, well, that's like, again, if you think terrorists are going to attack somewhere in the country, they randomly pick a farmhouse to go stake out with the army. I mean, it's just totally ridiculous. It's only to train us to be slaves and show our papers.
Well, Alex, how about the other thing? Where's been all the stories on bird flu? That sort of just dropped off the radar, hasn't it? I mean, that was supposed to wipe out all of us. There hasn't been practically anything. I think I noticed something on Prison Planet that you may have posted, like another yesterday or something. But I haven't seen anything in the mainstream about bird flu in like the past two weeks.
Well, they reported that some quail had a low virulent strain of it in California, but it turns out it's just a strain akin to the latest mutation. It's not even bird flu. Again, nothing but lying fear-mongering.
Yeah, I mean, I guess since they had World AIDS Day yesterday, of course, they had to divert our attention to that.
Well, look, I mean, all over the country, courthouses, state and federal, have gotten packs of things that say anthrax on it, and that was in the late 90s. And then Congress did a study of how to mail weaponize anthrax to the mail. And then I've seen countless times where the local FBI did a drill and didn't tell the rest of their employees that it wasn't real anthrax to judge the response. And, oh, there was a nuclear spill in Austin and then in Kyle. And then they announced at midnight, okay, it was a drill. Totally criminal. The city was panicking. This is before 9/11. They do this because at the psychological level, it is associated as real. There aren't real terrorists attacking us. You're 300 and, what is it? Where is it? 360 or 390? I'll dig it out. Times more likely to die in an automobile accident than you are from terrorism.
That's right, Alex. It's just illusionary reality. That's all I got for you.
Thank you. I'm trying to find that since I mentioned it. I covered it yesterday. All right, guys. Death toll from road accidents 390 times, that from terrorism study. You know, it's kind of interesting getting older. I always had 2015 vision, better than 2020, folks. Now I need to go get them tested. I think I've actually, my eyesight is not as good as it used to be. I was out shooting a few weeks ago, and I was having trouble with open sights at 100 yards with the light level, getting my sight right in the right spot. And it's the same thing with my memory. They say after, age 25, you start really losing brain mass every day. A certain amount of cells die. That's why you got to keep learning new things, and it re-energizes the brain. But just a year ago, I would know that said 390 times. I would know that a year later. I would know that 2 years later. Almost a photographic memory, like 95%, 98% retention. Not the case anymore. Still really good, but I wasn't confident. I've been making so many mistakes on numbers lately in articles, not so many, one or two a week that I've caught, and they're usually almost, I said 360, no, maybe 390. I pulled it out, AFP, a French news agency, death toll from road accidents, 390 times that from terrorism, study shows, in a study of the industrialized nations. Over several decades, it is 390 times, folks. And the newest part of the study was in 2001, and then it just goes through it. Then the next 26 days on American roads, as many died as died on 9/11. In 26 days, 3,000 people. But who wants to know about my mental capacity and mental faculties? It doesn't really matter. It's just interesting that like the site's not Superman anymore. The memory isn't Superman anymore. I'm kind of glad. All right, let's go ahead and take. I guess it takes a toll on you working 18 hours a day for year after year. Let's go ahead and take a call. Steve in Colorado, go ahead.
Yeah, hi there, Alex.
Hey, pardon me for kind of putting you on the spot with this one, I guess, a little bit, but do you know of any video of the first aircraft that hit the World Trade Center? Do you know of any video that's out there?
Yeah, there's video of it.
Do you have any on your site at all?
Yeah, I have it actually in my films. It was shot by the French news crew.
Ah, okay.
Remember that?
No, actually, unfortunately, I don't.
They were the ones covering the firefighters, and it's the one where they're out there and they're firefighters, and they're actually getting the camera on testing and about to do an interview, and all of a sudden they hear it, and he pans up and catches it.
Okay, is it on your...
Also, Mexican TV got it, too. What? Yeah, I've got it somewhere. I don't right in front of me. I don't have it, but...
Okay, I guess it's probably on your 9/11 video then, eh?
Yes, it's the... I can't exactly describe it. I mean, it's hard to describe on radio
what
you're seeing, but it's the one where you see a fire engine, some firefighters, and they're talking, and somebody goes, "What the bleep?" And the camera pans up, and it goes, "Bleh."
Oh, wow. Okay. And then second question, I'm sure you're probably aware of the meetings that went on in Waco of President Bush, and Canadian Prime Minister Martin and Vicente Fox back in March.
Yes.
Do you know who sponsored them? Or what?
The White House. Stay there. I'll talk about it. It was like the Border Council. Stay with us.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks. DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, I want to jam three final callers in here. And here at the end of the show on this Friday. Look, it's not negative that we sit here and expose all this evil. It's positive that we're exposing it. Leaving it to fester only makes things worse, folks. It's an infection. But, that thing was sponsored by Bush and the Republican Party, I remember. And also that CFR Border Council that's recommending the merger. But no, and they hammered out there the Trans-NAFTA highway and all of this stuff. But I tell you, Hugo Chavez is throwing a big fat monkey wrench into that. Go ahead, Steve, and finish up.
Okay. Well, so Bush knows exactly what he's doing when he's integrating us into the NAFTA, integrating the North American continent into one political region as opposed to...
Well, when we say Bush, you got to know he takes naps 2 hours a day, works out 3 hours a day. He's a dilettante, but yes.
Well, yeah.
But yes, the apparatus that controls Bush, yes, of course.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's really the staff, the CFR staff, that's really pulling the strings. I mean,
publicly, they write a report, give it to Canada and the U.S., and it's passed a month later. I mean, they literally run this country. Thanks for the call. And they brag about it. I mean, of course, it's all the former bank chairmen and senators and current ones, and it's the power elite. There's over 2,000, 2,500 of them, and then there's elites within that elite. Let's talk to Jeff in Denver. Quickly, Jeff, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I just wanted to briefly say first of all, everybody needs to listen very carefully because there's not enough radio talk show hosts that talk about this. And actually, I think it's in one of your videos, Alex. In 1978, or maybe it was 79, President Bush, and this is a very important topic, stated that the world's population must be eliminated by 65% because of the world's resources. And, of course, if you take the numbers, the mathematicians and the scientists, for the population today versus, say, 2020, in any event, there's not going to be enough. So what they do is they come out with all these viruses and diseases to try to control.
Well, that's admitted. They've been caught red-handed. Thanks for the call. Frank in West Virginia. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Alex. I remember years ago on, I believe it was a news program called 2020, there was a video shown of one of the more draconian police states out in the Orient, one of the first world nations over there, I forget which one. But the
Singapore.
Yes, that was it, Singapore. Yes, did you remember ever seeing that? It showed this
guy. No, I
didn't
know about it. If you stick a bubble gum on the ground, you get a year in prison.
Yes, they showed a camera in the men's bathroom. The guy walks up to the urinal and leaves, does not flush, doesn't wash his hands, goes out on the street. Next thing you know, he's arrested. They handcuffed this guy and arrested him.
No, sir, Singapore and China are the models, and Singapore is, next to Finland, as bad as it gets. World leaders in evil.
I just remember at the time, it made such an impression to me, I thought, good grief, I'd never live in that country. I'd do everything I could to get out of that country.
Well, the New World Order bought that country, and it's totally owned by the globalists, and that's their model, and everybody's moving there. It is going to be one of the major New World Order capitals, that island nation.
Well, I never thought we'd see it here, but now you can't hardly find a restaurant to go into. It doesn't have a camera looking over your shoulder. I don't know if they're looking for people to steal the silverware or what it is. It's not over the cash registers or at the doorway necessarily only. For somebody who might, you know, rob the
place. I mean, a camera's just a tool. I'm not against them either. It's the big brother overuse of them. We're out of time. Thanks for bringing up Singapore. Yeah, that's important. All right, folks, we are out of time today. But I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, and rebroadcast throughout the weekend and back on Monday. Hope to see you there with us, God willing. And listen, Christmas specials, holiday specials, 75%+ off, buy one DVD, you know, get the next one for $10, $5.95. I mean, just the deals are insane. Go to InfoWars.com. Take advantage of them. Give the gift of information and information warfare to your friends and family. Put them on Access TV. Get them out to folks. I want to commend those that have. InfoWars.com or get a membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. And we'll see you back on Monday. To everybody out there, thank you so much for caring about freedom. And I'll see you. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.